This is Dr. Mejia, advocating for the patient Ronald Watson, medical records 149006, therapy 11-18-1967. Referring physician, Dr. Nandan, procedure perform EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies. Snare cardiopolypectomy, date of the procedure, March 16, 2022. Indications, screening for colon cancer, fecal occult blood test positive, history of polyps, post-op diagnosis, impression one, erosive gastritis, number two, gastric ulcer, number three, internal hemorrhage, next number, diverticulosis coli, next number, 8 colon polyps removed, per paragraph, depth of insertions, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Open procedures per double template, per paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, autofinds, apionoma, per paragraph, esophagus. Apionoma, per paragraph, stomach. There's diffusory edema with erosions in the antrum of the stomach. The body, apionoma, biopsy taken from antrum and body, radiate pylori, per paragraph. In the stomach antrum, there is a small ulcer, about 5 millimeters. With no stigmata, recent bleed, biopsies taken, per paragraph, duodenum T1, D2, apionoma, per paragraph, colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, per, sigmoid descending colon, multiple diverticulates seen, per paragraph, in the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive fold about 3 millimeters, erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph, splenic flexure, apionoma, per paragraph, in the distal transverse colon, there is a pedunculated polyp, about 10 millimeters, removed by snare cardiopolypectomy, per paragraph, in the mid-transverse colon, there's 2 small polyps, about 2 to 3 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, per paragraph. And a third polyp, sessile, about 8 millimeters, that was removed by Hasner polypectomy, per paragraph. The scattered diverticulosis present in the transverse colon, per paragraph. Hepatic flexure, there's a diminutive polyp erythematous, about 2 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, per paragraph. Ascending colon, diminutive polyp, 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. Cecum, apionoma, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Number 5, we'll start the patient on protonix, follow American PO daily. Next number, patient needs an EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document gastric ulcer healing. Next number, patient will need a RT colonoscopy in 1 year. Given the number of polyps removed today, per paragraph. End of the case.